Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 25th, 2018. Today is the second Sunday in Lent. Here is a portion of the gospel reading that we read at the liturgy today. This is from the 8th chapter of Mark. Jesus called the crowds with his disciples, and he said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life?" Here ends the reading. Well, I won't use this diary to re-preach the sermon that I offered this morning at Trinity Church. I will simply say that this week of wrestling with this passage has been challenging for me. I think anytime we read something as stark, as straightforward as what the gospel gives us as words of Jesus, we have to wrestle with how do those words apply in our own time and our own place. This wrestling, this trying to interpret the scriptures in light of the world in which we live, well, that's difficult. We're reading a text that has come through us through centuries, across time, across cultures. It was written in a particular time and place, and we are receiving it in a particular time and place. And I think the temptation, in light of that reality, is to try and soften the text. Jesus couldn't have really meant this, right? Jesus couldn't have possibly meant for us to leave everything behind and take up the cross of suffering and follow him. That has to simply be a too literal reading of the text. And so we wrestle. We try to figure out how to live with the text, how to stand before the text, how to stand under the text, how to interact with it, how to allow it to lead us, and how to allow it to call us up short. And I would certainly say that this week, this notion of taking up the cross and following Jesus has called me up short. This has been one of those weeks where I have been engaged with a number of different conversations, different people in different parts of my life who are in different places in their spiritual journey. I've listened to lots of pain this week. I've heard lots of stories. And in the midst of that, I'm living my own story. What does it mean to follow Jesus as an upper middle class, professional, white person in a culture of white privilege, serving a pretty comfortable parish in the midst of a pretty comfortable suburb, just a few miles away from abject poverty, the demons of gun violence and drug abuse? What does it mean to take up your cross when you have a pension plan? What does it mean to leave everything behind when you have a family? What is it that Jesus is calling me to do? I am living with that question in a way that I can't remember living with it in a long time. And I don't know where the question will lead. But this morning, as we left the liturgy, I took great solace in the closing hymn. Hymn 675 in the hymnal 1982. And so I'm going to close this diary entry with these words from the hymn. My prayer for you as you wrestle with what it means to follow Jesus, my prayer for you is that these words will bring a comfort. Take up your cross, the Savior said, if you would my disciple be. Take up your cross with willing heart and humbly follow after me. Take up your cross, let not its weight fill your weak spirit with alarm. His strength shall bear your spirit up and brace your heart and nerve your arm. Take up your cross, heed not the shame, and let your foolish heart be still. The Lord for you accepted death upon a cross on Calvary's hill. Take up your cross then, in his strength, and calmly every danger brave. It guards you to abundant life and leads to victory o'er the grave. Take up your cross and follow Christ, nor think till death to lay it down. For only those who bear the cross may hope to wear a glorious crown. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith, to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.